Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
And that's what we do. This is the Positive Truth, bringing you that uplifting and positive news to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, and bring people together. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. Go follow our social medias, all our social media accounts. Social medias isn't really a word. And you can see previews we're posting. Tim's putting out some videos. We also post pictures. It's really cool. That's the easiest way to get in contact with the podcast. You can also email us. And while you're doing all that, you can go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. It'll help us out incredibly. Tim, how are you?
I am sleepy, but I'm good, man. How are you, sir?
I'm tired as well, but I could be a lot worse.
Absolutely. We all could, for sure.
Well, we have 7 positive news stories, so do you want me to start off, Tim?
Yes, sir.
So we've been doing a lot of stories about reforestation, and there is a man. His name is Salim. I can't pronounce his last name. He owns basically a tree farm, and he donated 100,000 local trees to be parted in the UAE as to just put some trees in their cities, and I think it's awesome.
100,000 trees he donated?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's definitely awesome. How crazy is it that there's trees getting planted everywhere? We've been knocking so many down for like decades, and then all of a sudden, millions and millions of trees are getting planted all over the world.
I mean, to be fair, there are still places knocking down trees. But, you know, reforestation ideas like this man right here, Salim, just goes a long way. I feel like this is largely a Middle Eastern thing where they're doing incredible with this and the rest of the world is kind of being awful at it.
I believe that for some reason. I believe it.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, my next one comes from the UK. So a police officer in the UK is basically being praised online because this video kind of went viral. So this 93-year-old man got his house broken into. It was robbed, burglarized. And these two Nottingham officers came inside. You know, they talked to the old man, and the old man was obviously, he was shook a little bit. But then this police officer kind of saw a piano in the corner, and he's like, wait a minute, I know how to play. So with a piece of chopping music that was open on the stand, the police officer started playing it. And immediately you could see the elderly man, how like it brightened up his face and how like satisfied he was just hearing this music from the police officer. And he said that he felt like, not justified, but what was the word? That he felt satisfied. That's what it was. He felt like the police officer did a great job handling the situation because he was freaking out, and now he felt a lot relaxed just hearing this music play. And I just thought it was awesome because the video got like, I think it was a little over 300,000 views online, and it just showed like how a police officer isn't like what everybody sees on TV all the time, and it's not always how you interact with that one police officer. That's not all police officers, because you know how it is out there in the real world, JP. We've been a part of that. And at the end of the day, it was just a dope little video that I saw that I was just like, man, I'm gonna share this to the Positive Truth because everybody needs to see this.
Absolutely. Can you play an instrument, Tim?
Man, I try to play, you know, the bass and strings like an orchestra back in elementary school, and that didn't go too well. I bought a guitar one time and I tried to teach myself that with YouTube, and that didn't last very long. So nah, not really.
Me either.
Struggle's real for us, man.
Could be worse. I'm learning calculus. It's about the same.
Touche.
Speaking of filling, you know, satisfied with social interaction. The United Kingdom has hired a prime minister for, not a prime minister, they've hired a minister or a counselor, chancellor, a position in parliament, damn it, for loneliness. Basically, it's a Joe Cox Commission on Loneliness. Is basically Britain's attack on social isolation that basically affects 9 million Britons. I think it's awesome because social isolation is damaging to health. People that are over the age of 45 that live by themselves are more likely to die from like heart disease, stress, cancer. It's just a lot easier to live when you have someone looking out for you. So the fact that they're trying to, like, they're putting someone in charge to basically help stop the spread of social isolation in today's society, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, man, that is awesome. I didn't realize people over 45, like, are more likely to die if they live alone.
Everybody's more likely to die if you live alone. Think if you're choking, Tim. Ain't nobody to come unchoke you.
Come unchoke me. Well, I guess that makes sense. And that logic, absolutely.
Or if you're sick and you can't drive yourself somewhere.
That's true. Very true. Well, man, I have a couple dog stories. I'll go ahead and knock one out real fast, though. So it's actually about a pit bull. And it's a couple from Lakeview, New York, is basically giving all the credit in the world to their pit bull for saving their lives. So their dog was, like, going off, like, crazy, just would not stop barking. Her name is Ruby. Ruby is a pit bull. This dog doesn't bark like this. It was for about an hour and a half before they were like, you know what? What is going on? You don't bark like this. It's been an hour and a half. You're not stopping. So what's going on? So basically they go downstairs. They opened up the gate and the dog was standing down there and didn't move. And she just kept barking. So basically what happened was is that earlier that day, the Andos, which are the owners, they put down a propane heater in their basement, and as soon as they walked down there, they immediately smelled the propane. They weren't too sure what was going on, and Ruby picked up the smell before any kind of like monoxide poisoning could occur. But when they went down there, it was leaking. The propane tank that they had down there was leaking, and yeah, if it would have kept going off, they definitely would have died in their sleep from poison monoxide.
Shout out to carbon monoxide detectors or pit bulls that can do the same.
Yeah, man, it's wild. I thought it was pretty dope because we definitely need to hear positive news stories about pit bulls, especially.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Do you have a carbon monoxide detector, Tim?
Captain.
Fair enough.
What do you got for us, JP?
Well, I don't have a captain, but I do have a quick positive news story about Japan. Japan was the highest, I guess, westernized country for suicides. And for the 8th straight year, suicides have dropped in Japan.
That's what's up. It's always a good positive news story to hear, no matter where it's at.
Absolutely.
I got my last dog story. My last positive news story today is about two labs. So these labradoodles, Adam and Eva, pretty dope names. Basically, it was 4:30 a.m. It's about 9 degrees outside, and they were barking and tugging at their owner's sleeve to let them outside. Owner was knocked out, dead asleep, was like, you don't ever want to go outside. You never tug on my sleeve. What is going on? The owner felt a little nervous to let him outside because, you know, they've never barked like this. They never pulled on their sleeves. They were acting kind of wild, and it seemed like they were really rushing to get outside. So as soon as he cracked the door, the two dogs bolted outside and ran straight to the owner's truck. And when the dogs got there, there was an elderly woman there that was freezing in Norville, Michigan. Norville Township, Michigan. Wow, I can't even say that. Norville Township, Michigan. Wow. So basically, of course, you know, he called the police. The ambulance came, and the lady ended up surviving and living because of these two dogs. But the lady almost froze to death. I mean, it was terrible. And, yeah, again, these two dogs, these two labradoodles are getting all the credit in the world for saving this woman's life.
I'm surprised the labradoodles weren't asleep at 4:30.
Yeah, you would think they're a little spoiled, right? I mean, that's what I get from them. But I guess these labradoodles are like Batman and Robin.
They sleep during the day and fight crime at night.
Absolutely.
I would watch that movie.
I'm with that. What else you got for us, JP?
Well, you always talk about the power of social media.
Yes, sir.
So I have a story of a crazy story about the power of social media. It's a kid's name is Jade. In 2010, he was holidaying in South Wales, just whatever, on vacation, and he found a wedding band on the beach. And like, they couldn't find the owner during the holiday, so he was like, eh, I'll just take the ring back home, whatever. He was 9 years old in 2010. He didn't think much of it. So now he's 17, right?
Right.
And he had a conversation with a friend that was like, you know, you can find anyone on the internet. You should just put it in the Facebook group. So he joined community-based Facebook groups in the area of South Wales, and he posted pictures of the ring. And in 2 hours, Tim, just 2 hours, he stumbled across the owner. And the owners, whenever he like sent the ring back, it got to the owners the day of their 25th anniversary.
Dog, that is, man, that's a movie. They should make a movie after that. That is so dope, man.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy too.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't. Wow, 25th anniversary. Universe works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the wedding band doesn't look, it doesn't have, even have, like, special engravings. I have no clue how they did this. I didn't even know they had, like, groups for areas. We're in Oklahoma City, Tim. Do you know about any Oklahoma City groups?
Yeah, man.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. This is why I don't get on Facebook.
Yeah, man, there's all kind of groups. You can, there's groups for, like, garage sales, baby food, baby clothes. Hell, there's pages for, like, guys. Like, hey, meet my friend's husband or something. Or my husband's friend, he's single. If anybody needs a date tonight, we're going here, here, and here. Like, it's, yeah, social media is wild, man.
Hey.
On that note, I have a positive quote, because I know we're out of positive news stories. So challenges are what make life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes them what makes life meaningful. Joshua J. Marine.
So fight those negative thoughts today. Bring in that positivity. We'll be back on Friday with the food deserts. It's going to be a great episode. Previews already up on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.